if you want to join us. Next up, online giant Yahoo has put a stop to employees working from home. The move is being implemented to increase staff cooperation and productivity. They say speed and quality are often sacrificed when we work from home. Let us know what you think. 08459 555 678. What are we saying here? We're really asking this question. Now, we understand that there are some jobs that are designed for working from home. But do you think working from home for lots of employees is an excuse for them to skive, pretend they're working, when actually they're sitting with their feet up or they're down in Tesco's? Tessa from Tesco's. Kitty Hopkins with us this morning. Morning to you, Kitty.
Good morning.
Good morning. And not you. And Bill Jeffries on the line now. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Kitty, I can guess what you think. Would you support employees working from home and we trust them that they'll work hard?
No, absolutely not. And I'm really happy that Yahoo, which of course is a technology giant, let's not forget, has recalled its workers almost back into the centre or the hub of the places that it works from. I think it's really important that people sit together, learn together, work together in order to work hard. And I still cannot believe that people sitting at home in their onesies with daytime telly on, listening to the radio, are really dedicated to their work in the way that people sitting in a corporate environment are.
Bill?
I am astounded. I know dozens and dozens of people that work from home. They get up in the morning and they don't even have onesies, never mind wear them. They put on a shirt, tie, dress, whatever they do. Look, unflexing is an employment retrograde step. Melissa Meyer, the chief executive officer of Yahoo, I think she's having a leadership crisis at the moment. Yahoo are in severe difficulty anyway. And what she's doing in this is taking a step backwards. She's bringing in policies and working conditions that have proved unsuccessful. It's not a 9-to-5 business world anymore. People need to expand their ideas, their markets and everything like that. And employees, I believe, do exercise a high degree of trust and honesty in their work. If I ring some of my friends, I don't get an answer. They go in their
other... Oh, no, Bill, but how do we know what these people, people find it easy enough to skive within an office environment and doss around during an office environment. How on earth do we know what they're doing at home?
An office environment is conducive to that sort of thing. I think that there are measures in place in all these work-at-home schemes, and they have schedules, they have a number of calls to make, they have an amount of work, a number of reports to do, and in every case they are meeting those targets and exceeding them. In fact, I think employers are getting a very, very good deal out of their people who work from home. Listen, working from home...
So you honestly think that these people who are in office environment jobs, I'm not talking, let me stress, I am not talking about jobs which are designed to work from home. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about jobs where the normality is that these people are in an office, that they are part of a team in an office. And then all of a sudden, when they've used up their holidays, they're miraculously able to work from home. Are you telling me that those people are not having a laugh?
I don't think they're having a laugh at all. I think they take the ability to work from home. It's part of the work-life balance, which government, which every responsible business organisation throughout the British Isles has been propagating for 10 years now. And at least this is a big step forward. It's working. People are accepting the trust that they're given, and I believe they're giving exceptional value for money. In fact, I think they are giving double the value that they would in an office.
I think, if I may, you talked earlier about Yahoo being regressive. Not only did they appoint Marissa when she was pregnant, not only did they have a female coming over to take over a struggling organisation, and she came back to work after, I think, 3 weeks maternity leave, because she is forward-thinking. But you're talking about stuff there that is completely out of context with this sort of average individual, that if the phone goes, oh, mum, can you just pick me up from blah, 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 blah. Oh, we've run out of milk. Oh, you know, off they toddle. Off they toddle to pick up their child. Off they toddle to pick up the milk. It is not conducive to focusing on the work that you're supposed to be doing. And let's not forget, you know, corporate, the word corporate comes from this idea that we're united in one body, right? We're not a set of disparate organs all over the place in our own homes, you know, with our feet up. It's about bringing people together so you can sit with the people that you work with, so you can listen to other people that are doing a really good job. So if you have a bit of a bad day, you're also able to share that with your fellow workers and they can help encourage you. You know, the way that you get drive and dynamism into this economy is by getting people around the table and getting that energy and momentum. And you cannot get that with disparate individuals sat individually in their own home without any links to the outside world. And frankly, just having a bit of work-life balance with the emphasis being on life, isn't it, really?
No, look, Richard Branson says she is wrong. I say she's wrong, and Twitter says she's wrong. If you look at Twitter now, it's going absolutely ballistic. It's overheating in opposition to what she's doing. It's what I call incandescent almost at the moment. It's going to explode. Nobody agrees with her, except you, unfortunately.
I agree with her entirely.
And
I think it's
really,
fantastic.
Really think that you're wrong. I believe that people have
integrity.
Oh,
come on now. You come with me. Come with me tomorrow to the Square Mile. Come with me to Canary Wharf, and you'll see these huge buildings. And what do you think's in those huge buildings? What do you think's in those huge office, you know, high-rises? Well, actually, it's people. And the reason that our significant FTSE 100 industries have office buildings in Canary Wharf in the Square Mile is because they put their people together. They put their people in the same place. They have conference rooms that you can sit down and talk to each other. And they can monitor their performers, high performers, low performers, and they can get that organisation working. And that's why they're FTSE 100. And I do not think that people sat around in their Marks and Spencer slippers with their big, you know, gym jams on can really be delivering at the same rate and rapidity as people sat in a corporate environment, dressed smartly, ready to go with their colleagues and their peers that they're competing against sat next to them.
I think that you picked an industry-specific example, and you are, of course, absolutely right in that. But homeworking is a phenomenon that has come upon us. It's expanded, it's exploded, and it is working. It is working brilliantly.
You know why? Because that's what employees want. And as an employer, it's not what I want. If I'm paying my staff, do you know what? I don't want to pay my staff so that their work is convenient for them. As an employer, I don't really care what's convenient for them. I care that I'm paying them X thousand a year, and I want them to do what I need them to do for my business to prosper. And that means I want them in work, preferably half an hour early, at their desk, preferably working late, in order that they're generating revenue for my business. And I do not, and am not bothered that their commute is a little bit long. I am not bothered that it's tough for them and train costs are rising. I'm not bothered by that. I offered them a job. They took it. They have a duty to get their little tushies into my office and get working.
That sort of attitude is prehistoric. It
is
went
it
out 1,000 years ago. Employers with that sort of attitude, I think, and I'm not criticising you personally, are poor employers. I think they've got to understand that their people have needs, but they also have to trust them. And they will get value for the money they're paying. Employers are not daft. The number of people, the number of employers that use this work from home system like it and they get value for money and they continue to make a profit.
Employees love it. You know why? They don't have to get out of bed. They don't have to commute. They don't have to dress smartly. They can stay in whatever they want to wear. If they fancy popping off to do their little Tesco shop, they can. If they need to pick up their kids, they can. If the phone ring and it's a friend, they can have a good old chatter. They want to see what's going on Google. They want to have a look at the news, they can. You know what? That's why they love it. And that's exactly the reasons why I hate it, because I don't want to pay people by the hour in order that they spend that hour doing their own thing. I need people around people that can drive the business forward. And if you go into London, if you take yourself away from people sitting at home doing their online shopping and Debenhams order whilst they're supposed to be working, if you get into any major city, you see why. You can feel the energy. You can feel the passion of people rushing about, rushing to get to work, rushing. And I think that's what's healthy. That's what's taking us forward.
Here's Rachel in Portadown. Morning, Rachel.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. It's a pleasure to speak with you and to listen to your other guests. I have to say I admire Katie's work ethic, but I very much disagree with what she has to say on this. I'm a lawyer. I live in Portadown and I work in Dublin. I go down to Dublin once a week and I work from home the rest of the week. And since I've had that arrangement, I have never worked so hard. So when Katie says you need to be in an office, actually, my home is my office and there's never really a cut-off point. So I'm working at 10 o'clock at night. I'm working when I need to be working.
Are you working from home?
Get that done.
Are you working from home today?
Yes, I am. And I'm calling in because I have never been motivated to call in before.
But you're home working and you're listening to the radio and now you're calling in to a radio show, but you're home working at home.
Can I explain? I do not take a lunch break. I will be tonight for however long it takes to get done. So when your office workers are leaving office because they have to get the train home, I will be sat at home and I do not have that dead time. I am at home working and I will work for as long as it
takes. But you're on the radio now, darling. You're on a radio station. You're speaking on the radio station now.
I am phoning in to let you know that actually the flexibility that my employer extends to me to get this work done, I pay them back because I work super, super hard. And actually, I better not keep you up on the phone anymore. But it is a wonderful arrangement.
I didn't mean to frighten you.
It is a wonderful arrangement from very many points of view. And
I
would say to any employer listening that it is excellent. And if you give that levity to your employees, they will give it back to you.
Yes.
And I have never worked so hard. And that's all I can say.
How can you measure?
And actually, Katie, I would also say that my employers can monitor what I do because as a lawyer, I have to record the time that I do across the day. So I have a target to reach and I reach that target.
But you see, Rachel,
they don't care if I do it at 5 o'clock in the morning or...
Yeah. You see, Rachel, that's fair.
As long as the work's done.
That's fair enough, Rachel, because there is an actual assessment of how much you've done while at home. But would you actually trust an employee that if they were in the type of job where there isn't a real measurement, there isn't a tangible way of determining how much someone has done, do you not think it's easier to skive when you're sitting in the house?
Well, I think there are nuances to this, Stephen, and I think actually it really does. It's not going to work for every kind of job. It's not going to work for a doctor who needs to be on site with the patients, and it's not going to work with people who, for example, work on a shop floor. But it would work. I'm a technology lawyer, and I see a lot of my technology clients do work off-site and work from home. So if you've got employees who are trying to push the business forward, I would imagine that there's always going to be tangible ways of gauging what people are doing, and you're very quickly going to figure out the person who's at home sitting with their feet up.
Hear, hear.
Do you not think that this is all a little bit about metrics, about measuring stuff, about, I'm sure from a lawyer's perspective, 7 minute or 9 minute billable hours that you work yourself up in? But, you know, it's all about metrics. But what you're missing is the kind of emotion, the kind of feeling that you get by working in a corporate environment.
Katie,
the way when you walk through the door, there's a passion, an energy.
I would agree with you. Working from home is harder because there's an isolationist aspect of it. I have to be a person who can get on with my own work and not need the water cooler chat. You don't get that. And I actually, that is something that I would say is hard.
Let me ask you a question, if I may. What about when something goes really well? Something went really well with a client. You found a new way of doing something. By doing this with that client, you managed to transform their answer from being no to a yes. What about when that happens? How do you share that? You have to then pick up a phone to each of the people that you work with in your team and tell them about it. Whereas if you're in the office, you can say, God, guess what, guys? I said this, she said this, and we got a yes. We got a tick. We got a contract signed. Do you not see the value in that level of being able to share immediately, to communicate immediately? Do you not think there's value in that?
That value doesn't trump the flexibility that I can get from doing this job without having what would be a 5-hour daily commute. Okay.